بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. When a child is ushered to this world, then one of the greatest blessings is that the child doesn't have any deformity, physical, mental, or in his appearance. Everything is right, then you can understand the extent of the happiness. Child has come and there's no, absolutely no deformity. So when the child has been blessed and there's nothing deficient in the child, then how much of shukr you must make. Today at iftar time, someone said make dua for this child, small, perhaps 2-3 years of age, going for an open heart surgery. Don't you hear these stories? So if there's no deformity, nothing deficient, everything is normal, everything functioning, so what we give to Allah Ta'ala also must be perfect. There mustn't be any deformity. وَلَا تَيَمَّمُوا الْخَبِيثَ مِنْهُ تُنْفِقُونَ وَلَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِي. You don't deliberately take things that are deficient and give it in the name of Allah Ta'ala. One is, if it's there and you give it, it's a different thing. And the other is that deliberately that which is deficient, that is given in the name of Allah Ta'ala. So then the spirit is not right. In the Arab lands, in the old days, there wasn't a proper water system. India also same. We were flowing water from the wells. So sometimes the well is such, it has a protective wall around it, so people don't slip into it. And sometimes there's no wall. And then when there's no wall, then you get cases, someone fell down, and you should pick that person out, pull him out. So one person would be around the well and he would do this type of service, put people out, and people give him a bakshish, 100 riyal, 200 riyal for pulling the person out. So most of the times, the person that is pulled out is alive. So everybody is rejoicing and cheering. And sometimes the person that is pulled out is dead. So the one that is pulling him out, he says, "Fi sabilillah." Is that a good heart? He says, no, I don't want it to go waste. So fi sabilillah. When we are looking for a site to start with a madrasa, then people are offering lands, but homes that became a security risk, fi sabilillah. You know, there's looting, plundering, vandalism, right? So then, you don't need to be wasted. Fi sabilillah. I say, is that the heart that we give out? Same with our time that we dedicate for Allah Ta'ala. Say, We were speaking about Talim yesterday, you know, and the importance of Talim. So we don't give that Qatra time for Allah Ta'ala. Are you tired, everything? And then time that is not Qatra, time that is you're tired, you're exhausted, not in the mood, so let's have some Talim. Prime time, give it to Allah Ta'ala. You also, if something is served to you, mutton or beef, then you want the prime spots for the steak. Yeah? And someone gives junk meat, then trotters and tripe, then not happy about it, aren't you? You want the, so you're giving to Allah Ta'ala prime. Talim also in prime time, good time, alert, all paying attention. So what is in the name of Allah, let it be good, perfect, complete. Because you want a full reward, then pay the full price so that you earn the full reward. وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثَ وَلَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِي. If someone has to give you something that is deficient, you also won't like it. لَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِي إِلَّا أَن تُغْمِدُوا فِي. Sometimes just out of consideration if it is accepted, but you won't appreciate someone giving all waste. So the right thing is, some of the things that you like very much, right? Some, Allah doesn't say all. Some of the things that you like, then give in His path. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِكُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. What you like most. You got now five messages, right? So one can do your work. So one message is, nice one, prime one, give it name. So you see the change in your heart. You see the goodness in your heart. You see the beauty and the nur in your heart. But one was the one I like. One was too, I was too attached to it. I'm giving that in the name of Allah Ta'ala. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. So Allah Ta'ala didn't say give everything, but some of that, what you like, give it out. It's a beginning of the season, right? And some of the favorite fruits are coming up. Beginning of the season, favorite, you know, what was like export grade, and somehow it just came to your market. Right? So, how much you cherish that? How much you enjoy that? It's the beginning of the season, export grade, normally you don't get it here, and it just come. So that which is export, that which is that A grade, some of that give it to the poor. Right? About 10 pieces, right? So you won't give all 10, but take 2 and give it some neighbor, poor person. He also has got a heart. He also desires. Like you desire. You're walking past the street and you can see some rice carrying on, right? Steak and all that. Huh? So don't you feel tempted? So others also park in the street. They also got temptation. So can't you take some pieces, give that person? Can't give everybody. If there's 20 people, you have 2 people, 3 people. It doesn't mean that you can't feed 20, but don't feed anybody. The Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi, plus his style. So if he goes anywhere, then many times his students are there running madrasas. So the student will then offer a dawah to Mufti Sahib and come Hamari Naal and Kaya. So Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi say, alright, is there any poor person in the dawah? Any poor student? No poor student, then I'll decline the da'wat. بِسَّتِ الْوَلِيمَ تُدْعَى لَهَا الْأُمَرَى The Tawhid is not a good Tawhid. Only the wealthy are called. So at least have two poor persons. They also have hearts, their feelings. Give them something as well. So in all what you're doing, then a good portion of the things, your time, good portion for Allah Ta'ala. Your wealth, a good portion, then give it to Allah Ta'ala. And the Bishop entered the masjid, and the Sahaba Kiram were advised, for the benefit of the poorer Sahaba, then take from every, perhaps every 10 bunches, one bunch, then hang it on the pillar, and the poor can eat from it. So the Bishop came and he saw there's a bunch, and the lowest quality, dakal, lowest quality dates. The Bishop was disappointed. If you're going to do this, then perhaps on the day of Qiyamah, Allah gives you also inferior things to have. So when you're giving in His name, then a good portion of it must be good. What if sometimes you got something inferior? It's not that you throw it away, but not that hard, only that which is inferior, I must give it away. Yeah? Sometimes you find ladies in the house, before they had the timber. Right? Anything is kachra, timber. That heart is not a good heart. So sometimes I laugh with the ladies. I think what timber's duas are, that a lot of everything must get rotten so I can get more. So don't do that. Some good portion to the poor. So in our time, in our gifts, in our charity, in the time that we give out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, in Jamaat, some good time, valuable time. No, I've got nothing else to do, let me go in Jamaat. So some of your valuable time. You know, everybody wants to go on holiday. It's a valuable time. You should not argue in the path of Allah Ta'ala in these valuable moments, good moments. Now see the sawab you get, the barakah that you get there. So you've got nothing to do now, and it's a waste time, and then you're going to give in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So the same happens too in namaz. Inni as'aluka, he says, tamam as-salah, tamam al-wudu, tamam as-salah, perfect namaz. Wudu we spoke about 2 days ago. Like the wudu is perfect, then let the namaz also be perfect. In the perfection of the namaz, about 5 things. One is see the right time. So how to get it, what I advise, is come early to the masjid. Not the last minute, as though you're saying, to go early to the masjid is makruh tahrim. Come early to the masjid. But come in a state of you are farig, you know, toilet, wuzu, everything done well. Now your mind is focused. But now your stomach is rumbling, right? And the gases are shooting out. Now you're holding it, and then you're performing namaz. So where's your mind? Pisab is coming out, something's coming from the back, something from the front. But is your mind in Allah or in the toilet? So get all that cleared out. Everything's cleared out. From the front, from the back, everything cleared out. Nice wuzu without wasting. Now you come early to the masjid. Give Allah Ta'ala a good time. You think to yourself now, the goodness you got good health. Allah gave good wealth, right? Right? Gave good children. Everybody's normal. Don't you owe some appreciation for all the gifts? Wealth is going well, health is wealth, children are wealth, everything is normal, right? Children are not misbehaving, right? They are normal and there's no misbehavior, no problem. But don't you owe some level of appreciation? So for that, my good time I'll come as a token of appreciation. So therefore the hadith says, the person who remembers Allah Ta'ala in his happy moments, in his good moments, that Allah remembers him in his difficult moments. See, in your good moments, you remember Allah Ta'ala. In the hour of difficulty, Allah brings with you. So, for the getting that namaz perfect, one is, see it in good time. Right. So that means, do it, come to the masjid early. Now, here one point, maybe none of us are guilty, but this is a muzakara, right? In Ramzan, you get this complaint coming from some quarters. So, they want to do the Taraweeh in the homes, alright? From Jamaat, from. But remember always that the sawab of the masjid is confined to the masjid. Though you're doing the Jamaat at home or in the Jamaat Khana, but the sawab of the masjid is confined, restricted to the masjid. So now you deprive yourself of the masjid and you're making Jamaat that side. I say, are you using your sense? Get your faras properly. Faras is the most important. Do it properly, at the right place. The right place is the masjid. Then you may go and do your Taraweeh wherever. It's not a problem. But the faras at the masjid. So the sawab of the masjid is just restricted to the masjid. And the proof of that is, the Rasulullah wanted to burn the houses, right? To which people? They were performing namaz in the homes. And they could have done the jamaat in the homes. At least there would be, the wife would be there or the child. So you can't say they won't perform namaz with the jamaat. But yet Nabi Sam was planning to burn the houses. So now, at the masjid. Right. Good time, in the right place. To get the namaz right. The right time and the right place. Right. The third requirement for the namaz to be perfect is coming to the masjid and come and try and occupy the front rows. You don't start off the rows from the back. You start the rows from the front. That is why the hadith says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَلَائِكَةُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى الصَّفِّ الْأَوَّلِ. Allah Pakhan is Malaika, special blessings for the pure to occupy the front rows. Alright, it's an adab that the closest to the Imam must be people that are understanding, they have good understanding. لِيَلِنِّي مِنْكُمْ أُلْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّهَى. People of understanding, people have understanding of deen, they must be near. So if there's a correction or something, that they can offer them. Now, you don't have the understanding, you know the Quran Sharif pretty well, and now you stand right in the front, and now there's a need to give a luqma, can you give that? So understand, you can't give a luqma, you don't have that understanding, so don't stand right near there. Allow someone that has understanding, etc. But the people of understanding also must understand that they must come first. Both ways. Okay. These people shouldn't occupy that place, but the people of sound understanding, they must come and occupy that place. So if there's a correction, the need to show the Imam something, then they are there to show him. Okay. So the person that is coming early to the masjid, as though he's showing his need to Allah Ta'ala. See, something is being going, right? So we're all begging, right? So when we are stretching our begging bowls at the house of a generous person, then one person is relaxed, sitting against the wall, not worried. So the man that is giving, will he be interested in that person? But that person that is coming, got his bowl, was something for the home, for the wife and the children. So naturally you feel sorry for the person. So when you're coming to the masjid, in a way that Allah Pak feels sorry for you. Mishara, see, come first here. He's showing his desperation. He's showing his, need. So let me give him first. Let me give him more. That person is showing an attitude, an independence. Then, as though he's saying, "Allah, you can keep your gifts. I'm not interested." Is that the right way? The right way is you're showing your dependence. So you come, occupy the front row, early front row, and in that you don't interfere with anything. With the furniture of the masjid, with the lights, with the speakers, even don't even request them that, "See, I'm a good reader, so allow me to call the azan or the namaz." Don't do that. Yes, if the imam himself, he feels privileged for you being around, and he asks you of his own, without any persuasion, no request, nothing, that's a different thing. But don't interfere. We came for peace, not to show. We came to get from Allah and not to impress on people. So you came to Allah's house, remain like a beggar. So you don't fidget around your toes, the furniture, your clothes. No. So that's the fourth requirement. Then the fifth requirement is you don't get up before the imam. See, the imam is about getting up, then you get up. Now, you look at the clock. Namaz started, summer started at 1 o'clock. Then you get up. So the clock is not to be followed. جُعِلَ الْإِمَامُ لِيُؤْتَمَّ بِهِ. Why has the imam been appointed? That you follow him. Right? Not to follow the clock, but to follow the imam. Now you're getting these type of questions. You know, we can pick up some important bayans from the AI. You know what AI? Artificial intelligence. There's a whole series of bayans. Can we pick it up from this? Hey, not at all. Not permissible to do that. Because the AI is not a Muslim. He's not a person. That thing is faking something here, there, everything, and giving us a bayan. Right? Is that a Muslim? Is he mukallaf? Is he responsible? He'll say something today, tomorrow say something else. Right? So that's a waste of time. Right? So the imam has been appointed that you follow the imam. Right? The bayan must come from the imam, not AI. AI can, you can speak about Christianity, good about Christianity also, Hinduism, Satanism, all. So for AI, everything is good. So he'll speak about everything and anything. Like I said, a politician. So, Eso ki baaton ka kya bharosa? Can't trust on such people. Right? So that's to get the maximum. You know, you're coming for that. So make the maximum, make the best out of it. Then, you are in the time that you have offered to Allah Ta'ala, then use it to the best. Then don't keep looking at the clock now and use it the best. Take Quran Sharif, some tasbih, or some namaz, see your time is occupied, best. See, we come here why? To maximize, to get the best reward. So, the action must be best for you to be eligible for the best reward. Do it right, so you become eligible. So that requires that you be focused. Then don't look at the furniture. Hey, so old fancy what you have, rattling all the time. You know, this zamana is about aircon, you know. They don't even have aircon. What's wrong with these people here? Leave all that, do your work. You didn't come here to inspect. You're not an inspector to the machine. You love a slave. So remain like a slave. That atmosphere will be so nice. If you all learn, we have learned bandagi ke sabak ko seekh liya. Agar bandagi ke sabak ko seekh liya, to kis qadar maahol behtareen kab we learn the sabak of, then we don't reserve place in the masjid. Yes, if someone is in the first row or a place anywhere, he needs to go to the toilet, so for that duration he puts his rumal, it's alright. But I just put his place there and nobody can use that, it's alright. So there's no Mina Munahu Mansavak. Because it's work property, so nobody can reserve a place, a spot for himself. But I said, this person was sitting there, he went to make wuzu or toilet, and he put a rumal, it's all right. The adab. Right? You know, do this adab, you see that the rewards are full. You see that the role, you learn bandagi seeking, you learn servitude, you learn the purpose of your creation. Illa liya'budun, you learn what? But you must show servitude. The house of Allah, don't show that you're the boss. It's his house, you're the slave. You will remain in your place to be getting the best service. So you'll get the best service if you know what it is to show servitude. غلام ہو جو کچھ انی لما انزلت الی من خیر فقیر اللہ تعالیٰ جو کچھ تو میرے جھولی میں ڈالے گا میں بڑا قدردار ہوں. How will I receive it? What are you putting into my bag? I'll appreciate it. So in the house of Allah, don't be the boss, be a slave. Yes, sometimes some elder will have to make a noise, children are shouting, someone is looking at the phone, so someone has to shout. Right? It's alright, no problem. Right? Sometimes softly, sometimes harsh, kabhi garam, kabhi naram, but get people going. But people are, like I said previously, people are very unruly, unscrupulous, unruly. That's it. Right. Forget the namaz, the reward to the level of perfection. Then, the seventh thing that is required is that to see that all the postures are done correctly. We showed the standing posture. And how to get the standing posture right. How many sunnahs we counted there? Ismail? 13 sunnahs. Just for the standing posture. See? So, all the postures will be right. And these type of things, we create a thirst in the students. Students, sometimes going in Jamaat, create a thirst, and they'll be curious, all right, how much will I get my namaz perfect? Especially youngsters, they got curious minds, they want to learn. And how nice it is, you give them some encouragement and then show them all the namaz, all the adab, properly, the wuzu, toilet. Now even toilet also, a lot of people don't know how to use the low pan. We may think, oh, now he'll know it, but he doesn't know it. We in the madrasa, we know what's going on here. They don't know. So one person who must use a low pan, he will sat on that. You're laughing. Really, it's not all. They don't know. And we're not taking the trouble to teach them. Right, so we teach them basic things. Basic things. Karnama ulidu al-yom. As though they're starting life today. To start with basic things. And do it practically. So my Ismail is doing it. So now, even the police trousers, they close their eyes. So he pulls out, he has two pants, but put on one to show on how you sit up. See, you have to do it practically, teach them, right? It's ummat par shafqat khao, have some rahm. It's a ummat of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have some rahm, some mercy. And to what extent? Even the taharat, the wuzu, and coming to the masjid, how do you do it? Have some mercy on them, teach them nicely how you would like to be taught. Give someone a coke, say, Mashi, ask you at the masjid. How nice it feels. And you gave him a coke and a burger, then tomorrow gulam ban jayega. Isn't it? You're wasting time, spending money, everything, going here, La Russia, there, all that. But it's ummat ke par raham khao, buy him that coke and buy him that. What pizza, I don't know what his name is, right? Burger, right? How if he, amen. See, this chacha, this motaya, just like him. So the teaching with muhabbat, with love, kindness. Show some shafqat. See, the Nabi's teaching was, afshu salam, at imut ta'am. You start with the mohabbat. Yeh prem ka ek kissa hai. Pyar ka ek kissa hai. Kis tarah se shuru karte hai? With a salam, smile, salam. Then, don't let it be a dry mulaqat. Put some coke or something, or that coke somebody contested. Something else, whatever. Say, no, coffee is too expensive. Or something else, whatever it is. But just moisten the taste buds. How to moisten it? See, we're wasting so much. Yeah, the unnecessary techies, unnecessary driving, all that. Everywhere else. Yeah, there be some ummat and you show shafqat and you spend money on that. What a great thing. And what happiness will bring to the eyes of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Meri ummat ke upar isi shafqat batata hai. He's so kind to my ummat. It's your child and someone taught him with love, with care and kindness. How nice you feel. An-Nabiyyu awla bi-mu'min anfusih. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he's even closer to you than your own self. He loves you more than you love yourself. So aise Nabi ka kya kehna? So it's because they don't know it, teach them. Tease them with mohabbat, nice mohabbat. So an easy way is buy something. What you would like, what at that age, what the child likes. You bought something, an ice cream, something. So you saw this, right? Then in namaz, you don't fidget. Put your kurta right, hand right, some scratching the nose. In namaz, don't fidget. Kumu lillahi qanitin. The Mufassirin says there are two meanings. One is sakitin, one is sakinin. Just be still, calm. Don't move around. You won't look around and you won't move around. You won't fidget. Nothing. No body part fidget. Right? So just calm, cool. Before you come to the masjid now, finish your scratching and itching and all that. Now you come, now no moving, no scratching, no itching, no fidgeting. Do your work. Came for a certain purpose, then just focus on that. See that? Then the next wrong is this. Sometimes we are doing some postures before the imam, we don't realize. Sometimes the imam's mistakes make a long thing to Allahu Akbar. Now there is taqaddum al imam, you're going before the imam, then your namaz is not valid. But the takbir al-tahrim, other postures will be makruh, but takbir al-tahrim, if you're before the imam, then your namaz, you're not with the imam, then you. And more especially, I notice sometimes I'm noticing that when the imam is going for the sajda, right? So obviously it's going to take time to reach. And some persons are not careful. They almost neck to neck or 1 second before the imam. Now that's makruh that. That's why I say nowadays it's better that you do the posture at least 2 seconds after the imam. So to save yourself from that makruh. Because sometimes the imam is sari'ul harakat, sometimes he is bati'ul harakat. Sometimes the imam is quick in his movements, his swift movements, and some imams are not very swift in the movements. Right? When not very swift in his movements, and you can go before the imam. So just ensure. And more especially, it can happen to the people that are on the second self. The first self, you can still see the imam or at his posture. But the second self, so just go a little bit slowly, so that you don't overtake the imam. And overtaking the imam, يُحَوِّلُ رَأَسَهُ رَأَسَ الْحِمَارُ Abu Dawud Shaykh Badr Hadith, I'm surprised it's Bukhari Shaykh Badr Hadith. Another one may change your face, you disfigure. Some say it's real disfiguring, and some say Allah will take away your intelligence. You become like an ass. So don't go ahead of the Imam. Imam, Ju'il al-Imam li utamma bihi. Why? Imam is it that you follow him, not that you overtake him. Right. So how many sunnahs we counted now? Is it? Six, huh? Right. So all is sunnahs, right? Then the recitation must be right. See, it mustn't be just an inherited recitation. So the recitation, see the tajweed is right. You don't have to be stylish, but see that the pronunciation, maharij is right in the recitation that you are doing. But here is now the problem. When the imam is performing the namaz and too stylish, sometimes you want to see, look for Sudeshde, Kshatriya. That is when they read a namaz. But the old namaz, no style. They are stretching the muqtadis, but the personal namaz, there's no style in that. Or you just want two muqtadis, there's no style. But the good jamaat, then all the style comes out. I tell the people that voice, all that is a secondary thing. The primary thing is the message of Allah. What? The message. See, it's a message that of Allah that you're passing on. So your style of that, let it be a secondary thing. So give the message in the better way. Now then, if you stress too much now, you're stopping every now and then. Stopping. You're tawakkuf mukarrar. You don't stop so much. You're passing a message. So when you're passing a message, then see that the message is going fluently, it's going flowing nicely. It's Allah's words that you're passing to people. So let there be a flow in that. And you also don't like someone reading a passage, stopping all the time. Just to get the tuning right and all that, now it's stopping everywhere. Okay. So see there's a flow, the greater importance is on the message. Yes, then you can flavor it with good voice. But now, you keep the flavor at the top and the message at the secondary level, then you're defeating the message of Allah. As though you became the more important thing, and the message is, by the way, is tagging along. Okay. So that's now, how many adab we finished now? Right. Then, see the ruku and the salda. Ruku and the sajda is done with itminan. The qawma, ruku, sajda, qada, jalsa, doing it well. Right? And the eyes is focused on the right spots. The eyes are focused on the right spots throughout the namaz. Then after the namaz, then they ask some askar, right? Askar, du'as. Now nearly every book of hadith have got in record askar al-waridatu dubura salatil maktuba. The zikrs or the du'as that are to be read after the faraz. So that is why ulama says that you mustn't just leave the masjid before completing the azkar. See? Because there's so much of emphasis, and that the du'as are accepted, and every hadith kitab has got that. Dubur as-salatil maktubat. There's so much of importance they have emphasized. Someone got some work, an emergency is on a safar, etc. is different. But now, there's no emergency, there's no suffer, there's no need, and you don't sit down and complete your zikrs, tasbihat, etc., then it's not showing that complete respect. See? the last thing I think I mentioned previously also, a Muslim dress is a dress males and females. A Muslim dress is loose, right? Is not body hugging, right? Loose, right? And especially the satar area, see that is not such a thin cloth that it becomes see-through under spotlight. The satar area, at least, right? Otherwise, the whole body is better by wearing a thin cloth, so at least the satar areas. So if it's very thin cloth, then wear a double pan. So that now you're making sajda or something, nothing of that area is visible. So a Muslim cloth now, one is that is not loose, it's loose, right? Second thing that is prominent in a Muslim's cloth is it's flowing. It's not short. Kurta or something, whatever it is, it's flowing. It's not below the ankle, above the ankle, but flowing. Men's clothing and women's clothing. So flowing, loose, and a Muslim's cloth is a cloth, a tire, where the head is covered. Women have to, obviously, and all the kitabs is got about wearing something on the head, right? As a mark of respect. Now, to disregard these things here is bad. It's a lengthy hadith or statement of from the Slav. من تهاونا في العذاب حرم بحرمان السنة ومن تهاونا في السنة عوقب بحرمان الواجبات ومن تهاونا في الواجبات then عوقب بحرمان الفرائض ومن تهاونا في الفرائض فهو على خطر. Then you can go anywhere. So this adab, etc., you have to be very careful. But this is like a fortress, you know. There's forces that are coming to attack your iman. So this sunnahs, wajibats, adab are all different levels of security. They can't get through. You're keeping all those adab in mind.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله ولك الخلق كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الحمد كالذي تقول وخيرا مما نقول. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك ولعظيم سلطانك. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله غيرك. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت. أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت. أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي فاغفر لي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. يا أول الأولين، يا آخر الآخرين، يا راحم المساكين، يا ذا القوة المتين، ويا أرحم الراحمين، يا رب المستضعفين. والله forgive our sins يا الله. يا الله forgive our major and minor sins يا الله. يا الله forgive the sins we've committed knowingly and unknowingly يا الله. يا الله forgive the sins we remember and forgive the sins we've forgotten about يا الله. يا الله forgive all our sins يا الله. يا الله we have huge baggage of sins يا الله. يا الله we've got nothing but sins into our account يا الله. Ya Allah, forgive those sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, convert those evil deeds into good deeds, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us amongst those, يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيَّعَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ. Ya Allah, convert those evil deeds into good deeds, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us amongst your favored ones, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is in this world, Ya Allah, you have given us the tawfiq to turn to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning to you, Ya Allah. We confess to you, Ya Allah. Forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our parents, Ya Allah, our grandparents, Ya Allah, our asatidah and mashayikh, Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, our family and friends, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, forgive every sin of ours, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, one day we have to leave this world, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we beg you and ask you, Ya Allah, to give us the tawfiq and ability to always turn to you in forgiveness and tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah, before we leave this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us leave this world in a condition that you are pleased with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut. Ya Allah, let our death be mubarak, Ya Allah. Let the time be mubarak, Ya Allah. The place be mubarak, Ya Allah. The people around us be mubarak, Ya Allah. Let everything be mubarak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let our death be an enviable one, Ya Allah. Grant us mubarak maut, Ya Allah. Let the stages after death be mubarak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us shahadat in your path, Ya Allah. Allahumma razuqna shahadatan fi sabilik. Waj'al mawtana bi baladi habibika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let that occasion be a very mubarak, special occasion, Ya Allah. Let it be the best day of our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us tawbah before passing away, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us that mubarak maut, Ya Allah. Help us in the qabr, Ya Allah. Help us in the questioning in the grave, Ya Allah. Make that easy for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us in the day of qiyamah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us receive our book of deeds in our right hand, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the highest stages in Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the highest stages in Jannah, Ya Allah. Save us and protect us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Rabbana sarif anna azaba Jahannam. Inna azabaha kana gharama. Inna hasat mustaqarra wa muqama. Ya Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it's the Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. We beg you, Ya Allah. Save us from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Grant us Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with the companionship of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka imanan la yartad wa na'iman la yanfad wa murafaqata nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi a'la darajatil jannah, jannatil khuld. Ya Allah, grant us the companionship of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam be happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the companionship of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam and sahaba ikiram radiyallahu anhum, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Grant us the ability to practice on the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ya Allah, give us the ability to fulfill every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ya Allah, let Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam be happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to fulfill every sunnah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to live for the sunnah and die for the sunnah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us look at the lives of sahaba radiyallahu anhum, Ya Allah. Let us emulate and follow them entirely, Ya Allah. From the bottom of our hearts, Ya Allah, grant us that deep love for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us forget all other people, Ya Allah. Let us look at the sahaba radiyallahu anhum and our salafi salihin, Ya Allah. Let us look into their lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they did everything to uphold deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they did everything to uphold the shariat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they were stabbed, Ya Allah. The flag of Islam, they held up very high, Ya Allah. Their hands were chopped off, Ya Allah, but whatever little limb they had, Ya Allah, they held up the flag of Islam. Ya Allah, help us and assist us, Ya Allah, to raise the flag of Islam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to uphold the flag of the sunnah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the ability to live for the sunnah, Ya Allah. To die for the sunnah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, put the value of the sunnah into our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we've abandoned the sunnah today, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we've abandoned the sunnah, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we fragmented and we've broken up, Ya Allah. Because we've left the sunnah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill our lives with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let us fulfill every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Let us love the sunnah, Ya Allah. All the sunnah, Ya Allah. Every sunnah, Ya Allah. Whether they were sunnah al-huda or sunnah al-zawahid, Ya Allah. Whether they were done ala sabil al-ahada or ala sabil al-ibada, Ya Allah. Whether they were done as a habit or whether they were done as ibadat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us fulfill every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us the true character of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us behave in a way that you are pleased, Ya Allah, and people are pleased, Ya Allah. Let us behave in a way that you are pleased, Ya Allah, and people are pleased, Ya Allah. Grant us those Mubarak habits of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us clean hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse our hearts, Ya Allah. Cleanse our hearts of hatred and malice and enmity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse our hearts, Ya Allah, grant us sparkling hearts. Bless us with the great sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with the clean heart, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ Ya Allah, grant us this great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with your hidayat, Ya Allah. Guide us every step of the way, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what are we without your guidance, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, we are nothing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want that special guidance, Ya Allah. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-ladhin an'amta alayhim. Ghayri al-maghdubi alayhim wal-adhalin. Allahumma inna qulubana wa nawasiyana wa jawarihana biyadik. لم تملكنا منها شيئا فإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل يا الله everything of ours is in your hands in your control يا الله يا الله lead us in the right direction يا الله guide us to always do what's right يا الله يا الله save us from إفراط save us from تفريط يا الله save us from any two extremes يا الله يا الله always keep us on the center path يا الله always keep us guided correctly يا الله يا الله bless us with your special guidance at all times يا الله Ya Allah, you pass the decision of our guidance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you guide, Ya Allah, then may yahdi Allahu fala mudilla la. Ya Allah, no one can put us off, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us, Ya Allah. Bless us with your special guidance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us true beneficial knowledge, Ya Allah. Grant us true beneficial knowledge, Ya Allah. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'una wa zidna ilma. Ya Allah, grant us beneficial knowledge, Ya Allah. Increase us in knowledge, Ya Allah. Grant us the true understanding of Quran al-Kareem. The true understanding of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the true meanings, Ya Allah. Let us understand what Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam wanted for us, Ya Allah. Let us practice correctly, Ya Allah. And let us look at the seerat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. The ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let those sunnats from these wordings of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam come into our lives, Ya Allah. Let us practice on the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with your guidance at all times, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless our children, Ya Allah. Bless our progenies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make them the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Correct them in whatever wrong they have done, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide us to guide them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless our parents, Ya Allah. Bless our parents, Ya Allah, our grandparents, Ya Allah. Those who have passed on, Ya Allah, bless them with the highest stages of Jannah, Ya Allah. Make every day be a comforting day for them, Ya Allah. Be pleased and happy with them, Ya Allah. Make them maghfirat, Ya Allah. Those who are alive, Ya Allah, grant them afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep them happy and well, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them abundance of good, Ya Allah. Grant them with the best of this world and the best of the akhirat, Ya Allah. Keep them well, Ya Allah. Elevate their status, Ya Allah. Remove the anxieties in their bodies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you be for them, Ya Allah. You look after them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them extreme contentment and happiness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us be of service to them, Ya Allah. Let us please them and make them happy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wa asatidha ikram, Ya Allah. Those who have passed on, Ya Allah, elevate their status, Ya Allah. Reward them, Ya Allah. Oh, Ustad Hazrat Qadi Ismail Desai Sahib, rahimahullah. Ya Allah, reward him abundantly, Ya Allah. All our asatidha, Ya Allah. All our kabir, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whoever has passed on, Ya Allah. All our asatidha who are alive, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you take good care of them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you take good care of them, our mashayikh and our asatidha, Ya Allah. You reward them with the best of this world and the best of the akhirat, Ya Allah. Grant them hafiyat, Ya Allah. Grant them the heart's desires, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us all with the best of this world, Ya Allah. With the best of the akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked for, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every person seated, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every person has some desire in his heart, Ya Allah. There are certain things that everyone wants, Ya Allah. There are certain desires, there are certain pains in every person's heart, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, which is not possible to bring on the tongue in front of everyone, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but you grant every person whatever is in their heart, Ya Allah. Grant them that, Ya Allah. Relieve them of whatever worry and grief they are going through, Ya Allah. Relieve them of their problems, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and grant them whatever they ask for, Ya Allah. Whatever they are desirous of, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help and assist the Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Ummah is suffering in different parts of the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help them and assist them, Ya Allah. The Muslims, Ya Allah, help them, Ya Allah. Relieve them of their difficulties, Ya Allah. Especially the Muslims in Gaza, Ya Allah. The Muslims in Syria, Ya Allah. In Sudan, Ya Allah. In Somalia, Ya Allah. In every part of the world, wherever Muslims are suffering, Ya Allah, remove the difficulty, Ya Allah. Grant them afiyat, Ya Allah. Grant them aman, Ya Allah. In whatever state they are in, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them from within, Ya Allah, such peace and happiness, Ya Allah. Outwardly it may be difficult, Ya Allah, but inwardly, Ya Allah, you can grant them comfort, Ya Allah. You grant them that comfort, you grant them that solace, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them food to eat and things to drink, Ya Allah. Grant them clothing, Ya Allah. Grant them shelter, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help them and assist them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and grant us afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from tests, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from difficulties, Ya Allah. Grant us afiyat at all times, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let your special favor be upon us at every moment, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite the Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite the Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from infighting, Ya Allah. Save us from all this fragmenting, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us unity, Ya Allah. Grant us unity, Ya Allah. Hame ek aur nek bana de, Ya Allah. Hame ek aur nek bana de, Ya Allah. Make us one, make us united, Ya Allah. Make us pious, Ya Allah. Bless us with this special piety that you gave your special servants, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite us, Ya Allah. Save us and protect us from all types of fitna, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, day by day, fitnas are increasing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, only you can save and protect us, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-jubni, wa na'udhu bika min al-bukhli, wa na'udhu bika min an nuradda ila arda lil-umur, wa na'udhu bika min fitnati al-dunya, wa na'udhu bika min fitnati al-dunya, wa na'udhu bika min fitnati al-dunya, wa na'udhu bika min azab al-qabr. Ya Allah, save us from the fitna of this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the fitnas of this world, from the fitna of the qabr. Ya Allah, save us from all types of fitna, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the fitna of Dajjal, Ya Allah. We are getting closer to Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Save us from every type of fitna, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from getting involved in fitna, Ya Allah, and save us putting others into fitna, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma ja'alna hadina muhtadin, ghayra dhalin, wala mudillin. Ya Allah, let us not be astray, let us not put people astray, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your hidayat and your special guidance at all times, Ya Allah. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, to grant us respect, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us respect, Ya Allah, for deen, Ya Allah, for our deeni elders, Ya Allah, for our deeni centers, Ya Allah, for everything linked to deen, Ya Allah, for the Quran Kareem, Ya Allah, for the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the masajid, for the madaris, Ya Allah. Grant us true respect from the bottom of our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with respect, Ya Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.